It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Hey, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. Welcome to the Lunch Show. Today's May 24th, 2024. Hope y'all had a good week, wrapping it up with the Lunch Show. Let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Patti LaBelle, 79. Tommy Chong, 85. Also on this day in history, 1883, opening of the Brooklyn Bridge, spanning the East River from Brooklyn to Manhattan. 1938. Carl McGee of Oklahoma was granted a U.S. patent for the first coin-controlled parking meter. Gee, thanks, buddy. And in 1994, four men were sentenced to 240 years in the Big House each for the 1993 World Trade Center attack. Yeah. Jeez Louise. All right, let's jump right into the news. Let's get into this here. WPLG, I guess that's a South Florida station. Biscayne, starting Friday, today, Biscayne Bay Islands are closed to vacationers and boaters and everybody just because people are filthy animals. They just destroy the place. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just recently, this was at the Boca Bash. Guy got, we covered it on the show. Guy got busted. He was filmed dumping garbage cans of garbage into the ocean. So what an idiot. But yeah, Biscayne Bay closed. You're going to hear a lot of gripes about that, but what do you think? Put something in the comments. I think if people can't clean up after themselves, but if it's public land, I don't know. Who owns that? Who owns those islands there? I guess that's a big factor there. Here's one from TMZ. Jake Paul says, "I'm not taking it easy on Iron Mike, despite huge age gap." Yeah, I mean, if you're going to box, you better box like you mean it. Still on this one, that's the thing. I think Jake's probably going to... I've never seen Jake box, but he just has Mike by 30 years. So it's just a huge age difference. And I don't know. I just think Mike probably knows he's going to lose possibly and is just doing it for the money. Is that the case? I don't know. You tell me. Put it in the comments. Here we got one from Fox News. New Orleans Zoo celebrates the birth of... I don't agree with this one. Celebrates the birth of armadillo pups. I guess it's... I think I left part of the title out or the headline. It was the first... since 2018. But yeah, I lived down in Florida one time and these things will just creep around your house. It's I don't like it. They're basically rats with an accordion shell. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of them. They've got these little eyes, little beady eyes that creep me the hell out. CNN, U.S. Harder, wreck of famed U.S. Navy World War II sub found off the Philippines. I looked up how many. I thought, we lost a lot of ships in that war, so what's the big deal? We actually only lost, it sounds like a lot, or it doesn't sound like much, but I don't know if it's a lot or not a lot, but we lost 52 subs in World War II. I thought it was going to be like in the hundreds, but still, that's a lot of lives lost, unfortunately. That was the most dangerous job in the war. So, yeah, we owe our freedom to those individuals that we lost in that sub there. Here's one from NBC News. Company that, this is Elvis News. Elvis News is always a big seller, always a big attraction. Company that tried to force sale of Elvis Presley's Graceland being investigated by Tennessee Attorney General. Lisa Marie's daughter said signature was forged on alleged loan documents. Wow. Let's get the handwriting expert in. Figure this out. But someone's trying to snake the old Graceland. Here's one from Los Angeles Times. Matthew Perry's fatal ketamine use under criminal investigation by LAPD and DEA. A lot of investigations going on here. So this is actually that he passed from ketamine overdose is news to me. But I guess he was taking it on a regular basis, but the last infusion or whatever, I don't know how you take it. The last dosage was given a week and a half before his passing, and the stuff clears your system in like 4 hours, the article said. So how did he get this stuff in his system in such a, they were saying that, it was equal to the amount that they would put in someone for anesthesia. So that's a massive amount of ketamine, apparently, and it was not done by a professional. So that's what they are looking into, investigating, I guess. And who knows? We're definitely going to follow that. That's for damn sure. That's juicy stuff there. TMZ. New sexual assault lawsuit. Woman claims, this is regarding Diddy. New sexual assault lawsuit. Woman claims he drugged, raped her. Oh, here we go. They're all going to come. From what I could tell, all she had as proof was a picture of the two, a couple pictures of the two together at like a restaurant or at his house or something. I don't know. But again, we need proof. Now, look, that video of him beating the crap out of his girlfriend, that's proof. That's good stuff. It's not good stuff, but it's good evidence if you want to, take this guy down. But that's just wrong, man. What a sicko, man. What a sicko. And that leaves us with one news story left, and it's good because that's how we roll. We always do good news stories at the end of our episodes. This one's from the Good News Network. They're pretty good source. They've got some fresh material every time I go. There's fresh material, and not just one or two. I mean, there I can look through and find good news articles that I think my listeners will enjoy. So here we go. Instead of taking millions for their land, Texas family makes a park instead. This is apparently 30 minutes outside of Austin, Texas. So yeah, I forget how much money they could have sold the property for, but instead they made a public park out of it. And I think that is very admirable. And that is good news. You can look that up at goodnewsnetwork.com. I guess there was supposed to be apartment complexes and malls going up on that land. So we had someone take one for the team and open it to the public instead, which is awesome. And I think that is an episode, folks. So I appreciate you joining me today for this Friday episode. We'll be back Tuesday. Don't miss that one. And until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.